be set down in writing. So they're the beginning of the Western literary tradition. They're also the first fully developed epics in Western culture. Now, the term epic maybe needs a little definition. By epic, the Greeks themselves simply meant any long poem written in one particular poetic meter that we call dactylic hexameter. So no matter what the content was, no matter what the subject matter was, to the Greeks themselves, if a poem was written in dactylic hexameter, it counted as epic. But the influence of the Iliad and the Odyssey in Greek culture was so great, and the influence of Greek culture on later European culture was so great, that epic came to mean any long narrative poem dealing with the subject matter with which the Iliad and the Odyssey are concerned, namely gods, heroes, warfare, adventure, sometimes warfare and adventure. So the Iliad and the Odyssey influenced not only our understanding of epic as a form, that is a long narrative poem, but our understanding of what the content of epic is. Within Greek civilization itself, the Homeric epics were the primary cultural texts for that civilization. What I mean by cultural texts is that these epics were much more than just entertainment. They are entertaining, of course. They're wonderful stories. They're very enjoyable just to listen to or to read as stories. But within ancient Greek civilization, they were much more important than mere entertainment might seem to indicate. They served as educational tools. They provided moral exempla for people. They provided paradigms of how one ought to behave or ought not to behave in certain situations. Examples of how people should deal with just about every situation that might arise in human life. This aspect of the Iliad and the Odyssey was particularly important in their pre-written stage. As I already mentioned, they developed first off as oral poems, as poetry that was transmitted orally through several generations before they were ever written down. In a pre-literate culture, in a culture that does not have writing, storytelling of some kind or another assumes an enormous importance, much more than it has in a literate culture. Because if you think about it, this makes sense. In a culture without writing, how does the culture transmit its values from one generation to another? How does a culture that does not have writing explain how humans should interact with the gods, what the gods are, what the nature of reality is, how people should live together, how marriages should be conducted, how parents should deal with children, what an enemy owes to another enemy on the battlefield, all of that sort of thing that we in a highly developed literate culture would codify in law books, in history books, in theological texts, in religious treatises. In a culture that has no writing, and I tend to use the term pre-literate rather than illiterate, by the way, to get away from the stigma of illiterate. In a pre-literate culture, there's really only one way to transmit all of those cultural values, and that is through the traditional stories of the culture. That's true not just for ancient Greek culture, but for any pre-literate culture. So, along with being entertaining, the Iliad and the Odyssey codify or contain under the surface, might be a better way of putting it, all sorts of information about the values, the moral framework, the belief system of ancient Greek culture. This function that they serve did not disappear once they were written down, however, quite the contrary. Once writing was introduced into Greece, probably in the 8th century BC, and that's another point we'll take up in lecture number 2, once writing was introduced into Greece, the Iliad and the Odyssey became the foremost primary texts for educational purposes. When a little boy, and it almost always was a little boy, in, say, 5th century BC Athens, was going to be taught to read and write, he was taught to read and write off Homer's epics, off the Iliad and the Odyssey. These were the works that any educated, literate person knew. These were the hallmark of being an educated, literate person, was familiarity with the Iliad and the Odyssey. And in that role, once Greece had become literate, they provided a kind of touchstone for settling arguments, for citing precedents in legal cases, for referring to, as a fine rhetorical flourish, to end a speech, in